Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go. There are a ton of great apps out there, and you can really use technology towards your fitness. And so I just want to go over a couple of my very, very favorite tools and why I love them. And so my top three tools are probably Lose It, as well as Bodybuilding, their app, and then also Map My Run. And so Lose It is really one of the best apps I've seen out there. I had the free app for quite some time, then I ended up doing the premium service. I think I caught some Black Friday sale where it was pretty affordable for the year. But this literally allows you to craft your nutrition, set up like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you have snacks, if you have workouts in there, allows you to track your goals, water intake. But one of the coolest things is really how it tracks the calorie intake. And so if you set your height, your weight, and then you even set your goals, if you want to maintain or gain or lose weight, it's going to set a standard for what you're looking to do for that day. And so I'm actually just going to pull mine up. And right now, my current goal is to lose like 2 pounds per week. And it has very realistic goals. It actually doesn't let you go below 2 pounds per week. And so it has my budget for calories right at 2,261. And that's at 6'6", right around 250. And so, yeah, a lot of that. I mean, if I'm able to work out, then it actually increases your calories. You set your activity level, so it takes that into account. But it's very, very accurate, and it's an app that's been developed for many, many years. And so, yeah, check that out. Lose It. I know you can do loseit.com, but the best is the app. And then with bodybuilding, that's just a really cool app that has a variety of different workout plans. You can set like a calendar, easy way to track, easy way to connect with others that are into bodybuilding or lifting. And just, it even adds up like the amount of pounds that you've lifted throughout a workout. So for very, very easy numbers, if you've done a lift, say you're doing a bench press at 100 pounds, you do it 10 times, it counts that to 1,000. If you do 3 sets, then on bench for that day, you did 3,000 pounds of volume. And it's cool to see, because a lot of times you kind of don't realize where you're at or the amount of volume that you've done. And this really puts it into perspective. So there's sometimes where, yeah, you can really tell like, hey, I had an outstanding workout, I really did a lot, or hey, oh, I had some room for improvement. And then the very last app that I was talking about was Map My Run. This is really, really cool. I mean, it outlines different pace that you're running at. It outlines the path that you took. The fun part is once you've done a run, you can see what you did, and then you can even kind of compete against yourself. And so if your goal is to get faster or go further, you can really track what you've done. And it's just so fun to see as weeks or months or years go by where you're at and what your progress looks like. So I actually highly recommend you go over to the App Store, just type in fitness. I mean, you can view a variety of apps that are going to be best suited for you. But if you want to check out Lose It, you want to check out Bodybuilding, and you want to check out Map My Run, those are three of the top recommended apps that have really gotten it dialed in over the last several years. Do you want to be as fit and as healthy as you possibly can be? Well, I want to invite you to join StrengthForce.com's members area. Simply go to StrengthForce.com/members today, and you can join in to get tips, strategies, and ways to help you be as healthy as you possibly can be.